Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I'm dealing with Jesus' story, as we did in our conference in the Philippines. We dealt with the lesson, Lessons from a Boat Ride, and had a lot of fun with the story of Jesus calming the sea in Mark chapter 4. I want to bring this out. When the disciples wake Jesus, they say to him, "Lord, don't you care that we are perishing?" And Jesus ignores that. He doesn't say yes or no. He just gets up, goes and calms the sea, and then says, "Where's your faith?" And I think it's very important to note that these guys just asked Jesus if he cared if they perished. And it's amazing because they obviously don't know Jesus very well. Do you care that we're perishing? Who in the world would question whether or not Jesus cares if they're perishing? But the fact that he's asleep in the boat makes them think he doesn't care. And I'll say this, you can get to the place where you rest so well in the goodness of God and the finished work of Christ, where you rest so efficiently that it'll come across like you don't care. It'll come across almost as if you're apathetic. The reality is you're not stressed. You are completely at rest in what the Lord has spoken to you. One of the things that I've learned in the last several years of ministry is to just let God open doors and then walk through them. And if they don't open, don't push. And man, that is a stress-free way to live. And let me give you another piece of advice. Stop doing a bunch of stuff in the church that you don't want to do. Because if you are in a constant mode of performing in order to make up for your past or to get God's attention, your motives are so terrible, it's taking all the joy out of service for you. So stop doing a bunch of stuff you don't want to do. And realize that the Holy Spirit is not in this thing pushing you and whipping you. You are a sheep following a shepherd because that's what sheep do. They follow a shepherd. Here's something else we ministered in that leaders conference in the Philippines. And this was one of those things that the Holy Spirit put on my heart that I hadn't really ministered anywhere else. And that was the thought of why shepherds lead sheep. And I was praying about that one day, why does Jesus use the illustration of shepherd and sheep? And I was struck by the fact that for years I'd heard it preached, well, you know, it's sheep because sheep are stupid and sheep are weak and sheep are slow and sheep are defenseless and we're all these things and they need a shepherd and so do we. And the Holy Spirit began to prompt me and say, that's offensive. I didn't pick all that because of that. And I felt like the Holy Spirit put in my heart the reason why he chooses sheep is because one of the chief reasons is the most important thing a sheep provides is wool, but you don't have to kill the sheep to get it. I mean, if you want the steak, you got to kill the cow. If you want bacon, you got to kill the pig. You want chicken, you got to kill the chicken. But when you own sheep, the most valuable thing you have is not the sheep's meat, it's the wool. And they grow the wool effortlessly. They don't work at it, they just sit there. You and I produce fruit effortlessly. He chose to call you sheep because your greatest export is an effortless export. And all you have to do is follow. Also, shepherds don't drive sheep. Sheep don't respond to being driven. They respond to being led. And so the Holy Spirit is not in the drive you business. The Holy Spirit is in the lead you business. I'll deal with the driving versus leading tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.